Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello, everybody. Welcome to Spiritual Perceptions. I'm your host, Janet Thornburg. Screen name Daisy, and contact information is Daisy, D-A-I-S-E-Y, 644478 on keen.com for readings. And our call-in number tonight, or this afternoon for the show, is area code 646-378-1297. Well, here we are. We're closing another year, and this is a very interesting aspect on Christmas Day. Venus is in Scorpio to the full moon, and all the planets are out of retrograde. There is an alignment of stars with very powerful transforming energy. It looks actually magical. I haven't seen anything like that in a long time. And Lord knows we need it, and it's going to be affecting us for a while. I'm not sure exactly, but I know for sure heavily for a month. And we really need it. Father God, we pray for unity in the United States of America. We pray for wisdom, guidance, protection, and provision. We welcome Jubilee, and we praise you for it. And Father, we are very concerned about the times that are in the news, and we know that we are entering the times of miracles beyond what we can think of or imagine, and it's hard when you're constantly looking at cruelty and sickness. Our country needs you, Jehovah Nisi. In our times of mental anguish, we pray for all the lost loved ones in these violence all around the world, and those in San Bernardino tragedy, and the souls of the people killed, and recovery for those who were injured, and we are experiencing great duress around the world. Help us, Jesus. Amen. Remember, in this world, we're tormented by evil spirits. The word states, the battle is not between flesh and blood, but between principalities, powers, and evil spirits in high places. And our part in all of this is faith and love for one another. 2 Timothy states perilous times would come. Hello, they're here. God's word instructs us not to let bitterness take root in our hearts. Guard our hearts with all diligence, for out of it flows the issues of life. It's a time to pray, and we will see miracles. It's a time that God performs miracles. What is Jubilee? It's God's plan. It's a 50-year cycle on God's calendar that he instituted all the way back in Leviticus 24 and 25. And he even uses the numerology there. You will count 7 Sabbath weeks of years. 7 times 7 years, and the time of 7 Sabbaths of years shall be to you 49 years, and you shall consecrate the 50th year and proclaim liberty throughout all the land to its inhabitants. It shall be a jubilee for you. So jubilee is where God performs miracles, and we're entered into that. And it's a time that God removes debt. He does a lot of miracles during that time. So we welcome it, and we receive it today. And I hope that all my listeners, callers, and all hearing my voice are receiving this revelation today. Hallelujah, and praise be the Lord. Well, it looks like we got some callers, and I'm happy about that. So we will definitely get going here. Okay. Hello, you're on the air.
Hello, I'd like to get out with you.
Okay. Holiday blessings to you.
Holiday blessings to you.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you. Well, you know, when you wait a long time for something, you kind of give up on it. You know, we live in a fast-paced society today where, you know, you can go through the drive-through. My favorite is Starbucks, of course, along with probably millions of others. But you can put something in the microwave and it's instant, and even little children, they want instant gratification. But we have to get on God's calendar and allow things to happen. But it's going to happen for you. The first 3 months of 2016 looks like a really good where everything's really going to start flowing and you're really going to start seeing things because it's got personal victory over top of that. You need to listen to your intuition. Men don't like to listen to their intuition. They think it's the feminine side, and so they don't want to do that. Not all men, but some. And it's just you need to listen to it. You need to connect your spirit. And, you know, you're going to see some things that you've been waiting for come about. And you're going to release a lot of burdens and a good mate, the right person, the right person.
Okay.
Raphael the angel is bringing that about. He just spoke to me. Raphael is the angel. It's a lover's card in the tarot deck. And he is the angel that took Tobias to his wife. So, to pick out the perfect woman. Because, you know, we can get fooled. We can get fooled by people and things and the media, all kinds of things. We're human. And so you really want to see things happen. They're really going to start happening in the first 3 months of this year. Okay?
Okay.
God bless you, and thank you for calling.
God bless. Thank you.
Okay, here we go. All right. Holiday blessings, I like that. I'm ready for them. Hello, you're on the air. Hello, hello, you're on the air.
Hi, Daisy.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm doing good.
Good.
What can I do for you?
An overview would be great. Thank
okay.
you.
You're welcome. I'm using the Eastern Star deck. Thought it would be appropriate. And like I said, that is the most beautiful placement I've ever seen in a long time. And we've had such nasty stuff. It's time for something good. I'm tired of looking at it.
I agree.
Yeah. Things are coming quickly for you. There's changes coming, a release of things that are troubling your heart. Something that appears to you as being lost is going to be found or restored very quickly, very quickly. And you'll have peace of mind about it. It's a matter of communication. There's three things that you've probably been looking forward to. One is in career, your love life, and finance. And that all three of those things are going to come about in 2016. You're going to move forward like you've never moved forward before.
That's awesome.
Cool. That's awesome. Well, God bless you. Thank you for
Thank
calling.
You. Thank
You're
you.
Welcome.
That's nice to you.
Okay. Let's move on here. I love it. Hello, you're on the air.
Hi, Daisy.
Hi.
Hi. An overview.
Welcome. Overview?
Thank you.
You're
yes.
welcome. Well, your first card is a release of burden, and you're going to be given some money. It's in the present line, so which means it's not a long wait here. And you've got a lot to look forward to. But it's crossed by the nine of Wands. The Nine of Wands in the old Rider deck shows a man with his head bandaged up. He's been wounded. He's been hurt, and he's been hurt to the bone. And so, you know, and it's integrity issues also. So you know, this happens. I mean, Jesus had enemies, and people lied about him, and everything in Scripture can happen to us. And, you know, betrayal is a deep wound. It's a deep wound. But you got peace of mind coming the first 2 months of it's going to bring this money issue, and you're really going to – I have financial independence as the last card, and I know you've been through – a rough road, but there is definitely financial independence in the future.
Thank you.
You're welcome. God bless you.
You too.
And happy holidays.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay. You know, at least at Christmas, I think some of it has gotten a little too commercial, and it's very difficult on single mothers, and trying to survive, you know. But the real reason is to be thoughtful. And at least people are giving gifts. There's an action of love going on. I love that part. So, but we thank you, Jesus. You're the reason for the season. Okay, let's take another call here. Hello.
Hi.
You're on the air.
How are you, Daisy? How are you today?
I'm fine, thank you. God bless you.
Good. Thank you. This is Chandra, and as you know, I've been going through a lot of financial problems this year. So I want to know, how is my finances going to be handled this year? Will I be getting a good raise that I'm looking for?
All right. Well, the Eastern Star is a good deck for that. It really is. Here's that stress in the present line. It's still there just a little bit. It's still there. But there is promotion coming. Oh, definitely. Definitely promotion.
When probably, is that going to happen?
I'm looking at that right now. And it's got strength over it, so it's good. It's probably January. It could be the end of this month, maybe when Christmas bonuses come out, it'll be said, but it is definitely by January. You're going to know at the first of the year that you're making more money than you made in 2015.
Amen. Will I be able to save my home, too? That's my other question. I'm still going through the loan
process.
Modification. Yes.
Yeah.
So. And will that come to pass soon?
You may want to look into, is it HARP? Are you dealing with HARP?
Yeah, but it's still under review, so I still have to wait on them because nobody else can do anything.
Be pleased to know that they received some new laws that went into effect that will probably, even if you look bad or been turned down in the past, that it says, yes, you're going to get under control. You should hear something about that in a week.
Amen.
Praise you, Lord. 2016 is going to be a really good year for you. You're going to know at the beginning of the year. So I think that January thing is probably when you're going to find out about it. You're going to know that you're going to be making more money, and you're going to it's all about career. There's something unsettled or still stressful about your love life.
Okay, when is that going to pan itself out? Is he going to come forward? You know, we've been through some rough times lately. So
I
hear from him this week or, you know, before I get back off of my travels?
I don't know. You know, he seems to be very stressed. I mean, we make decisions sometimes, you know, based on our emotions. And a lot of times they turn out to be wrong decisions. And not always, but sometimes. And I think he saw he made this decision. He did it because of the money and the position, you know, looking good and an accomplishment. But there's things going to change probably within the first 3 months of the year, or it could be 3 weeks. But he is getting some understanding about, you know, he shouldn't be shutting door on people that care about him, you know. We're living in perilous times. We need to be close, and we need to be aware, and we need to, and maybe it's the stress of that. You know, it's like everybody's frustrated. Okay. In Proverbs it says, Proverbs 27:20 says, the eyes of man, meaning mankind, the eyes of mankind think their way is right. So what happens when you got two people thinking their way is right, where there's always conflict? And right now there's a lot of that's going on in our world. That's what's going on. And he is in conflict. He's not happy with his decisions, and like I said, he may have done it for the money and the integrity part, and then it's the same old, nothing's really changing. I think he thought stuff would change.
Right,
and it's not.
Of course. And
so,
it's not.
Mm-hmm. And so he's really frustrated with that.
Okay, but so will he come forward with me, or is he just going to sit back and wait for me to do everything?
No, I think he will. I don't think you should do everything.
No. Mm-hmm.
You should do some sit back now.
No, well, that's what I'm
Let him wait.
Yep. Absolutely.
I really see it coming together the first 3 months of the year. Or it could be 3 weeks from now. One of the two.
Okay. Great.
All right. God bless you.
Be blessed.
Thank you.
For
you too.
Help.
Bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
Yeah, that's it. You know, whenever it's kind of what we got going on here. We got Proverbs 27:20 says, the eyes of man, meaning mankind, think their way is right. And it's like these differences in religion. But to me, I don't know why we can't all get along. You know, I can't imagine a God saying to kill people. It just doesn't compute. Okay. Hello, you're on the air.
Hi, how are you doing today?
Great. How are you?
I'm wonderful, thank you.
I was
just kind of wondering what the cards have to say for me today.
Okay. All right. Well, the first card's a little sadness looking, probably, and that represents the past or maybe present situations. Maybe they're not up to what your expectations were, or something's missing, you know, and it's not complete. But things are going to get complete. I mean, it shows that this has been kind of a torment for a while. But it's in the passing influence line, meaning it is leaving. You can look forward to a great change coming about in 2016. Some desired dream, some desired wish, something that you've been asking for a while, you're going to get. And now there's a family issue in here about integrity and something to do with your son. And there's something to be mastered there, so you want to seek wisdom on that and guidance. And it's strong. It's coming up that there's going to be some kind of an interaction this year.
Okay. Interesting.
So guess what? You got a long-time wish coming true.
I am so looking forward to that. So thank you very much.
Hope
God bless,
not ashamed,
and Merry Christmas.
Thank
okay.
you. Merry Christmas.
Bye. Merry Christmas.
All right. There we go. Hello.
Hey.
Hi.
It's Linda. It's me.
Hi, Linda.
I have something to share with everybody before you start.
Okay.
I received the spirit. I've been cleansed and blessed because I left everything behind and followed Christ. I'm free. I'm totally free. I have no job. I have no place to live. But I'm happy. And I'm like, and he's just sending me to wonderful people. And, like, I want people to know it exists. It's real. It's amazing.
It is. It is
I have
real.
So much trust. I left everything behind and just... He's washing my feet, and he's taking every step is blessed. I'm just so happy. But I don't know 2 days. Where am I going to live, and where am I going to work?
Well, we'll look at that, but, you know, this reminds me of the scripture. And I'm not advocating that people just, you know, sometimes Saturday.
Oh, no. This took a lot of progress. This didn't happen overnight, sweetie.
Yeah. Saturn has been pushing us lately, and we've had a lot of aspects from Saturn, Uranus,
mm-hmm.
And those are planets that will push you out of your comfort zone. It'll push you in a different direction. It forces mm-hmm. you to go in a different direction.
I left my relationship. I walked out the door, and I'm done. I'm just free. I'm like free of all my burdens. Oh, I graduated. I'm healthcare management associate degree. I graduated. I made it 2.5 years. I'm so excited.
I am too.
It's going to free me. I'm free of debt. I'm going to be totally free of debt very shortly of all my student loans. And
this is debt redemption year.
Going to go up, and huh?
Okay, obviously, one of these planets, since they've been affecting us, has pushed you out, and you're happy about it. And it's been an emotional time. The moon is in the present line, but you're supposed to go in a different direction, and you're.
I am.
Something's
going to
break through for you by the first of the week. Okay. It's in the near future, which I got 3 days. So that would put us probably at Wednesday. You count the weekdays, the work days.
That's the day I fly back from New Jersey. I went to go see my mom, and I'll be going back to Florida.
Good. Well, something's opening up for you, and you're moving in somewhere. But the man that you left is going to experience some sadness, and so you can expect to hear from him in the near future as well.
That's okay. I don't care. Listen, he did wrong. He did wrong. He made a mistake. I'm not going to say anymore. He made a mistake. It was his mistake that led to this because
I
want him happy, but I don't need to be there. It's not making me happy. You go be happy. He said, you want me to be happy? I said, yes. Then he started falling in love with me, and I'm like, yeah, I don't want to. Now he thinks he's, like, in love with me, and I'm like, no, don't fall in love with me. I'm not staying.
there's consequences for our actions. Our future is determined by the choices we make, the decisions we make for our life. And if we make a wrong decision, I mean, you know, there's erasers on pencils, but you still have to, there's consequences for our actions. We reap as we sow. And
I left him. I left him very happy. I did everything that would please him.
Then you won't have to do it over
again.
Happy.
No, I'm done.
You won't have to do it over again.
I cleaned from top to bottom. I was able to talk with him, which he doesn't know how to do. But I hate to be a hoarder, I mean a hog, but can you please tell me about my daughter, my grandchildren?
Yes, but I want to tell you this too. Like you're going to be find the right person in your life, your career. You're going to move forward on that. You've gone through quite a... We've been under this stuff. You know, the scripture says that there's curses in families. There are generational curses. And it says the time will come that there will be brother against brother, mother against daughter, daughter against mother. And our enemies are under our own roof sometimes. Okay?
Mine have been, yes. Okay.
You're going to see your heart's desire with that. It's been a learning lesson for both of you. It's karmic, but it's going to get healthy from this point forward.
Thank you, Jesus.
And
thank
I think she's been realizing that, you know, you've really been the only person there for her. She's been betrayed by men. She's been abandoned by men, and that you're really the only person that cares about her.
Okay.
And her children. So you can look for that. And we praise you, Jesus, for bringing peace.
Thank you. Praise you, Lord.
Welcome.
God bless you, Daisy. You take care, and I'll talk to you soon, okay? Have a good evening.
Thank you. You too.
Love
God bless.
Okay, bye.
Holiday blessings. I love this time of year. Like I said, at least people are giving to one another, and it's really a great time. But I think we've lost the whole reason for the season. I used to think, and I actually preached a sermon on it one time when I was working in the church, if Santa Claus is at one end of the street and Jesus is at the other, I wonder how many would go to Jesus. So I really think, you know, like my grandchildren, they know that Santa Claus has to be paid. It's not a free thing. And I just think that we need to straighten a few things up, but to each his own, to each his own. God gives us free will. And, you know, my rebuttal to that article that was out on God isn't fixing this. God fixed it 2,000 years ago on Calvary, and it's a finished work. Salvation's a finished work. Healing's a finished work. Prosperity's a finished work. You access it through your faith in the power and the blood of Jesus. That's how he is the way. He's the connection. And I've got this live and let live policy. People can have freedom of religion, but, you know, don't be shedding innocent blood. Do not shed innocent blood. So I'm just grateful that we live in this country, especially women being born in this country. You know, we've come a long way, and we've got more rights. Good, we have some more callers. Good, good, good. Hello, you're on the air.
Hi, Daisy, this is Lisa.
Hi, Lisa. What can I do for you today?
I'm okay. How are you?
I'm doing great.
I am wondering when I changed careers and I graduated and was just licensed, passed my state boards in physical therapy, and I'm just wondering when I'm going to be able to find a job. I've been searching, and right now there's, believe it or not a lot out there.
You know, it's really strange what's going on in the medical profession. I just got kicked out of the place I've been in for years, and my daughter, too. Yeah, and I'm going, why is this happening? You know, but I think it has a lot to do with the way things are. There are a lot of doctors refusing some of the Obamacare. It's kind of crazy out there right now. But, you know, I just trust God that we'll find the right situation for ourselves. But it's crazy.
I've been told that the changes in the healthcare market has brought about that approvals are just not being made, and a lot of places, hospitals, clinics are not seeing the high number of patients that they used to see, and so it's just very very discouraging right now.
Yeah, well, it's going to get better. We're in Jubilee year. I just explained what that was. But it's something that happens every 50 years. I won't see the next one. But it's a time in the placements and things that are coming up on Christmas Day, and the planets, this new moon that just passed is ushering in some, we've been in some nasty stuff. I'm not surprised that the news is full of violence. But we are going to see a change, and you're going to see a change, and it has been, shows a little bit negative. We may not get anything till the first of the year.
Oh, that would be actually great. I would love to get something after the first of the year. I'm hoping that that's how soon it comes.
And your intuition is very strong right now. You know, you've made a major accomplishment, and congratulations on that, and we need physical therapists. We do. We need. My mother was a physical therapist, and I we need them. They're angels in white or blue or brown, whatever they're wearing. They're angels.
Oh, thank you.
2016 is going to be a very successful year for you financially. There's a little bit of battle over something personal, but there's victory over it.
Oh, good.
Next year's your year. It really is. You know how you get those years. Yep, well, next year is one of those really good years for you.
Oh, excellent. Thank you.
You're welcome. God bless you. And Merry
God
Christmas.
God bless you. Merry Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
Bye.
Bye. Okay, here we go. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, how are you? Can you hear me?
I'm doing good. How are you? I'm great.
I'm doing good.
Good.
Well, I wanted to ask. Go ahead.
Oh, I was just asking an overview.
Well, I wanted to do a reading on men
Okay.
My current
okay.
guy, and then possible relocating, moving next year
okay.
or the year after.
Okay. All right, let's do your guy first.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I know these all sound so positive because it's Jubilee. Oh, I just love the fact that it's Jubilee. We've been under such nasty stuff.
Yeah. Well, he's been acting like a jerk, so.
Well, Mars energy has been very difficult for the last 2 months, you know. It's just, I thought, I've got to look at this and see why this is so crazy.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah.
And it is. And Mars affects psychic ability, and of course, it's the ruling planet for men. Now Venus is doing a lot of stuff, and what people don't realize, Venus has a lot of effect on money. So it says you've got, there's something that he dealt with that's being lifted off him, whether it's a legal judgment or some kind of obligation of money, because it's crossed by money. And he
okay.
definitely, I got the Two of Cups. Two of Cups is can be a strong desire for someone, but it can open up to real love, but sometimes they have to sort out. You know, if you live your life just in physical,
mm-hmm.
not really
mm-hmm.
wanting that heart connection, or not believing in it. But he's getting, he's making changes for himself. And I think he's going to make them because of a shock to him. You know, it's like suddenly seeing the light. But he has a negative outlook about some relationships.
Yeah. True. And I think that's affecting us.
Okay, so the next thing is looking to relocate.
I thought I'd be living with him, but I don't know.
Well, he's going to be a lot better when this judgment, this burden that he's been carrying, the financial thing is off of him. You know, some people just can't put on a happy face if they don't have enough money. You know, to me,
yeah.
a lack of money is a lack of love. Well, you have
yeah.
two people to pick from, you know, in 2016. But you are going to find it someone that you are going to reside with. And both of you, and I don't see you going by yourself. I see you as a couple and going somewhere else to live. 2016.
Yeah. Let me ask you one other thing about him. We got into a fist. And today, for some reason, his energy is quite strong and focused on me. And I don't know if it's because I haven't talked to him. Can you confirm that? Because, like, his thoughts, they're very strong. Very strong. To the point where I'm getting headaches.
Yeah, he seems to be upset. He wanted to see you, and he's not seeing you, and he knows things are not, that you're not okay with stuff, and he's kind of, but I show victory as the last card, overcoming these things. You know, when you meet someone, that desire is strong, and there's that honeymoon period, and some people get stuck there. It's like getting stuck in the oral fixation stage as a baby, you know, and having a hard time breaking
mm-hmm.
a kid off the bottle or something. Okay, so...
Mm-hmm.
People who get stuck, they want that honeymoon period. They want that feeling of the honeymoon. They don't understand that next thing is adjusting to personalities. And you're in the adjusting to personality part of it.
Mm-hmm.
And he's you get it, and you're willing to be flexible to a point, but not to your hurt. And he's not quite getting it as fast as you are.
No.
But he's going to mm-hmm. get it, it says. He's going to get it. But I just hope it doesn't have to be drastic, you know?
Yeah, because I think the best thing with him is the silent treatment. It seems to work. It has been.
Well,
working,
you know,
so.
The scripture says that our power is in our silence. I mean, that got misinterpreted for years. Said women weren't allowed to talk. God likes women singing to Him. God likes women speaking to Him. He likes mankind speaking to Him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, He had a yep. relationship with Eve as well as He had a relationship with Adam.
Yeah.
And it all changed when they disobeyed Him. But and that's what we have to get past. We're born into that, and we have to get past it by becoming born again. And born again
mm-hmm.
believers listen to their spirit more than they listen to their flesh. And it's a hard thing.
Yes.
I mean, there's days that I fail too. It's like I ate too much candy.
Yeah.
You know, but
yeah.
it doesn't happen as much or as often as it used to. So
but, you
I'm
know,
still
I was
a work in progress.
Today, I was saying that today, that coming home, like if more people would just get in tune with Him, read His Word,
mm-hmm.
you know, quote Scripture. So many stress level goes down, worry goes away. You know, I was listening to Linda, and she said, you know, I've been there. I know how that feels. That's a great feeling when you just say, screw it, I'm done, and you walk away from it, and you're like, whoa, you know. But I've been there. But I just think if more people would connect with the Word and speak it and believe it, and you, I mean, it just takes a little bit. And pray. Praying is probably the most important thing, and so many people don't get that. You know, pray before you get out of bed. Pray when you lay your head down. Pray when somebody, you know, upsets you, just start praying. Go in the bathroom stall. It works. It can change things immediately.
Yeah, I can be washing dishes, cooking dinner, cleaning the house, taking
mm-hmm.
care of the kids, and I can be talking to God. And my
yep.
my grandchildren, even my two-year-old grandchild, if something goes wrong, she's going, Abba, because there's a scripture, Abba, Father. And I always say Abba when I feel really distressed. I mean, Father, he's Daddy. I mean, Father, I need you. And
wow.
So, yeah, and it's just like Psalm 118, verse 25 says, we beseech you, O Lord. Beseech means a deep, deep prayer request. Save now.
Mm-hmm.
Save now. And I really think people need to be saved now. And then the next
yeah.
part of that scripture says, send now prosperity. Why are those two connected? Because you need money to be able to get the gospel out. You need money to be able to help people. You need, and God knows we need these things. If we put Him first, He'll give them
yeah.
to us.
Yeah. And I've
but
been doing
we
it,
fluctuate
been doing it
in the way
time.
We think, you know. We
yes,
we fluctuate in the way we think, and it affects the way we feel. And if we have to renew our mind and change our way to think the way God thinks, and to do things according to His way. And when you do that, there's nothing missing, nothing broken in your life.
Yep,
all your needs will be taken care of. The right person in your life.
Yes, and I think people just need to be patient and stay focused on their goals and what they want in life, and it'll manifest. I really believe that.
I do, too. I'm right along there with you. Same page.
Well,
God
well,
bless
thank
you, honey.
So much.
Thank you.
God bless
You're
you.
Welcome, and have a wonderful Christmas.
You, too.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Here we go. Hello, you're on the air.
Hi, Daisy.
Hello.
Hi. How are
Hi.
You?
Hi. I'm doing
okay.
good.
Good. I wanted to ask about my sons. Will they be able to go to school this year, get their mind focused, and get back into college? Or, well, one needs to start. The other one needs to get back into it.
Okay.
You know how boys can get lazy and get off, you know, off track.
Well, mine didn't. He was. I had trouble with my girls in that arena, but he was the structured one, and he's the one that, you know, went to Marine Corps.
Wow.
Now he's
great. See, that helps. That helps. That helps the structure for sure.
It does. Okay. Looks like one of them's adamant, and the other one is thinking about it.
Okay. Well, I'm worried about
yeah.
the one
thinking about
Matthew.
It.
Yeah, Matthew, he has to get his courage back up. He lost faith with school.
Yeah, I see that. He had a negative experience of some kind.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So
and
I'm wondering, will he... He's
yeah,
smart,
he's
but he just gets... Go ahead.
He's coming out of it. Well, when you lose your self-esteem, I mean, I think that's one of those dark holes we get into, depression.
Yes.
And it's... you lose your self-esteem. You know, if you mm-hmm. hear something over and over again, it's like the battered man or the battered woman in a dysfunctional relationship, and they tell you you're stupid. You know, you can begin to believe it.
And
you know?
He's not. He's far from it, believe me. I trust him more than I trust the other side of him. Because he has the knowledge to do so. Good. Glad to hear.
They're both
going to
go.
Okay. Just wondering, will Tracy pick me up at the airport, or is he going to pull back and not?
Yes, he's picking up at the airport, and I think he's going to try to, you know, make up for...
Will I see him
being
before then?
Snooty.
Will he come down and visit me before then, before I leave here?
He's thinking about it. Yes. First part of the week. He's definitely seriously thinking about it. It's not just a passing fancy.
Okay. First part of this week or next week?
Today is Saturday, the first of next week. Yeah. Thank you.
Okay. And
I lose
my
logistics
other question,
when I read. Trust me, I do. It's like,
no
when
problem.
I work fairs, I used to have to take somebody with me because after three or four, I was like lost count of everything, who I read for, what I said, the whole thing.
That's okay. Just take your time.
Yeah, it is.
You're doing great.
Can't get
you've
in
been,
trouble if you don't remember.
You've been one of my favorites. You're my favorite. Believe me. You've
Thank
been there
you.
For me many years. I really appreciate it. And you haven't been wrong.
Thank you.
So I guess we'll get through this, I assume, then. My other question is, are we going to close this office on the 21st or the 23rd, or am I going to get to come back after Christmas?
It looks like one more trip after Christmas.
Will it be here or some other location?
They kind of set that deadline, but I don't think they're going to make that deadline.
I don't think so either, yeah, because we need the IT team to come in and help pack up everything or whatever. So I'm kind of glad. Good. I get to make some extra money. That's what
Good.
I need to pull me out of the hole.
Okay. God bless. Here.
Thank you so much. And it is great listening to your station or whatever. You're on the money, believe me. And it's helping all of us out. So.
Well, to God be the glory. To God be the glory. Because, you know, left on my own, that's why I wouldn't want to be president because I'm a fire sign and I really have just for myself to behave.
We all do.
God bless you.
Thank you, dear. Take care.
You're
Bye-bye.
Welcome. Bye-bye. Okay. Well, let's talk about Jubilee a little bit here for a minute. And, you know, let God be God in your life is basically what Jubilee's about. It is a time that, like I said, we won't see for another 50 years, and it's hallelujah, though, that it's here, and we're getting to experience. It's an incomparable encounter with the power and promise of Almighty God. And if you will just connect yourself to Him, during this time, even though everything, but one of the Psalms says, oh, 10,000 fall at your side and another 3,000 at the other, it's not going to come near you. And you have to really believe that. You got to believe that Almighty God is powerful. And you have to, I think all of us are good at praying and giving and all that, but receiving, we need help. You know, you got to be able to receive it. Because when you do, you'll receive your liberation from any bad debt, situation, job that you're in, your redemption, which is your spiritual redemption, your deliverance from burdens, your freedom. And the Spirit of the Lord removes every curse, every lack, every obstacle, every problem, every pain that has you saddled down right now. And this is the time to get it, and I just really cannot. It's a portal of opportunity ordained by God Himself. And He says, you set it apart, and He will perfect His divine purpose in your life and recover everything that has been taken from you and release you from every burden, and it'll be glorious. And I just pray that people receive it today. And it's, you know, we're looking at these times that we're in, and, you know, I just want to pray. I want to pray again, Lord Jesus, our times are in your hands. You're our high priest, seated at the right hand of power. I believe you came down from heaven, was born of a virgin, was crucified and died and resurrected by God and seated at the right hand of power. You're our high priest, our king. You're our Lord. You're our everything. And we're praying for our country right now. For each and every person that called today, I pray for them that they receive the blessings that I see that are for them. And, you know, forgive us, Lord. I know as humans we fall short of your glory. But thank you for the blood of Jesus, which gives us the power. And thank you for your grace, which enables us to be victorious. And I pray for each and every person that calls, each and every person that listens to this, whether it's today or in the archives, be blessed and have holiday blessings and the Jubilee blessing. I pronounce the Jubilee blessing on everyone in Jesus' name. Okay, looks like we have another caller here. Good, good, good. Hello? Hello? Hi. Just want to listen? Okay. So 2016 is going to be a very interesting year. Like I said, on Christmas Day, there's a host of stars that are just absolutely, they look magical. I haven't seen, you know, I look at things when I don't really consult the stars on a daily basis. I consult God on a daily basis. But I look at it when things are rough, and I try to figure out why we're experiencing these things and why we're going through them. And over the last couple of months, we've had a lot of Mars and a lot of Saturn and Uranus all in oppositions and just pushing things. And that Mars is the red planet. It's the angry planet. It's the war-making power. And it's been in a negative aspect. Now, there's a positive side and a negative side to everything. I'm sure you've heard the dark side of the moon, bright side of the moon. So it depends where things are and what's affecting them. And you can pretty much understand. And but all the signs that were given to us in the Word are out. Inclement weather, unstable weather patterns, violence in the streets, Middle East crisis, unstable economies, and we've certainly seen that in not only in our country but in countries around the world. And, you know, we're all on planet Earth here, and I wish we could all just get along, and I pray to the Lord in the name of Jesus, to bless his believers and to protect us, which he will do. He promises that he will do. And his promises, you know, you are for real. So, okay. Well, it looks like that's it. I have no more callers, and I thank everybody that called in. I'd like to do a little angel reading for people that are they're listening right now. Okay. Spiritual understanding. The Archangel Raziel, R-A-Z-I-E-L, is bringing you esoteric information and symbols and helping you understand spiritual truth. Now, we have to realize that particularly the Bible and particularly different things over time have kept people from having an intimate relationship with God. God wants an intimate relationship with each and every person. And he wants to bring us through these hard times, and it's really good that we connect. And we are supposed to connect with him and try to relieve stress. Stress is something that keeps us stuck in our mess, and we need to learn to manage it at least and find a way to, I do yoga, or I used to go to the gym, but now it's more like stretching. And the doctor told me I could stretch and walk, and that's about the extent of it, and carry in my wood. But peace begins with us, okay? So we need to let peace begin in our hearts. And when we bring peace in our hearts, and remember, the only thing that is real in all this is love. You know, the Course in Miracles teach that we have to overcome the illusion of life. Well, every time, the Bible tells us, every time that we pray and ask for something, immediately the enemy comes to kill, steal, and destroy. So he is a master of illusion, a master of deception. And you have to get through that. Don't focus there. I mean, if it's reality, just keep working and pleading the blood and get through it. But remember, God wants us to be at peace. And even though the world may be falling down around us, we're going to be at peace. I wish everyone a very happy holiday, and I thank you for joining with me, and we're getting together on our spiritual journey and our human process, and there is sometimes there's suffering in that, so I'm here for anybody that needs help. Don't never let money come between us, and God bless you, and we'll see you next time. Bye.